you have to run around 24/7 for another human being. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I hope you are doing well. I am sick, as you can hear. So this is going to be quick because I've been sick for the last 2 weeks. I've been recovering this last week, but this chest and throat cough just will not leave me. So I've been trying to get better and it is on the mend. I'm almost there. It's just not been fun. So yeah. That's what I've been up to. This episode is the annual Mother's Day episode because I have to. And I don't actually have much to say because this Mother's Day was actually rainy. Like, we have been experiencing such hectic floods in Cape Town this year to the point that the government ordered schools to be closed. Like, they shut them down for a day or so. Businesses have been like, nope, we are closing. Please don't expect anything from us. Like, places have flooded out. People have lost their homes. It has been so hectic. And it's only been like a few days worth of rain, but it rained so much that it's just been devastating. And Sunday was one of those days where we actually experienced thunderstorms. On Mother's Day, it's a bit hectic, and we did actually go out. So Mother's Day this year was spent like chilling at home, getting ready, going out for lunch at about 1 o'clock to a place called, what's the name of the place? Hold on, I need to think. It's called Skulpadvlei, and it's a like wine farm, but they have like a restaurant on the premises, a bar. They do events, things like that. And for Mother's Day, they actually had like a Mother's Day menu. So you could only have that. And if you had kids, the kids could still order off the kiddies menu and then drinks menu. So all adults had to eat the Mother's Day menu, which we did. My sister, her husband, her two kids, my parents, myself, my sister, we all went. And it was such a nice time because it was just such good conversation around the table. And it was really fun. And I laughed because my niece said something so funny. She's 16 and she said, "Happy Mother's Day, Mommy. Now where's my present?" And the mother's like, "Excuse you, what do you mean?" And she tells her mother, "I'm the reason you're a mother. You must give me a present for making you a mother. Like, come on." And we burst out laughing. And I'm just like, that is so true, but okay. You know, other way around, Mother's Day. So yeah, the menu was actually quite nice. There was actually so much food served during the main meal. We actually, like, everyone took a takeaway home because it was so much. But for starter, it was butternut soup and bread. Delicious. Then for main, there was lamb pie, pork neck, a piece of chicken, salad, rice, baby potatoes, sauce and like garlic butter on the potatoes. I think I'm forgetting something, but okay. Yeah, so that was like a massive plate of food. No one could finish it, obviously. Everyone took stuff home. And then dessert was malva pudding. And then you could either have it with warm custard or ice cream. We had it with the ice cream and it was so good. My stepmother was also there and she had hers with custard. And I was like, that looks good. But the ice cream just melts better and almost becomes like creamy sauce. So it was really, really nice. So yeah, that menu was so good. So worth it for the price. And we definitely enjoyed it. So we sat there for literal hours just talking nonsense and catching up and enjoying the day. The weather was also terrible. Like I said, thunderstorms. But luckily we were indoors. So it was actually fairly nice. And they had like this gas heaters going inside the place and outside depending on where you sat. So that was really cool. And then we got home. And that was like a really nice thing to just do instead of having like all the other shenanigans going on. And that was it. We went home after that and that was our Mother's Day. We chilled afterwards, like relaxed, didn't do much. Crawled into bed because it was actually quite cold. And then, like I said, I was still recovering. My sister was sick as well. So we went home, rested, and then ate leftovers the evening. That was it. Chilled, done and dusted. So yeah. Very quick, quiet Mother's Day. But like the previous week, I went for lunch with my mom alone. And my brother also does stuff with my mom. My sister does stuff with my mom. So it's not just, you know, once a day. It's all the time, these little things. And especially like around Mother's Day, my father actually made this booking for my mom for Mother's Day. So shout out to him. He actually planned it so well in advance. Got the bookings, made sure everything was sorted, things like that. So yeah, it was actually quite stress-free, surprisingly, because it can be very stressful. And I know that. So yay, that was sorted. But the day itself chilled, which is something I'm really starting to appreciate, especially because, like, shout out to Bestie, it's her baby's birthday today, and I was running around yesterday to try and find balloons. So I can only imagine having to do everything for a party and what that's like, because, you know, it's your child, you want to make it special, and you have to run around 24/7 for another human being. It's hard work. So like, shout out to all mothers, happy Mother's Day. I hope you all had a great day. And yeah, that is my two cents. Like, being a mother's hard. It's very, very hard. So good luck to everyone who is doing the thing. And yeah, I don't have anything else to say. I'm not a mother, I'm an aunt. I'm a sister. I laugh because I call my sister, like, she's my dependent. And she's like, yeah, I am your dependent. And she's in her 20s. So it's hard being the caretaker of someone to that extent. So I can't fathom doing it, like, now. Maybe in a few years. Because I actually just thought about this yesterday. Your life can change so much in 5 years. You can go from being in a relationship to being married with two kids. Like, that's how things can just flip on a dime and just happen so fast. So anything can happen. I don't rule it out. So yeah, that is my two cents for Mother's Day. I'm gonna stop rambling and announce the usual song of the week for this particular episode, which as usual is Mom by Meghan Trainor. On that note, I've actually been loving Meghan's new album that just dropped not too long ago. It's been incredible. I'm going through the songs like one by one, and wow, bangers, a lot of them. So yeah, that's the song of the week, that's my spiel for the week, and try not to get sick. I feel terrible. It's been so hard to record this episode because I have to stop, blow my nose, all these things, and try and breathe like a human being. So don't get sick, take your vitamins, and as usual, keep being a better being. I will see you in the next one, where I'm hopefully much better. Because I'm doing these episodes every 2 weeks. And I also apologize for this one being late. So, thank you. And I will see you in the next one. Love you. Bye.